Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is having a boyfriend absolutely embarrassing today?
You're asking the wrong gal.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Well, it's the question that more and more women and young girls seem to be asking after this article in Vogue dropped, and it seems to be trending everywhere. I mean, it has to deal with just how insufferable it is to go on online, see women constantly posting about their boyfriends.
Correct.
And the article talks about how there has been a shift in the way that people showcase their relationships online.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, we have friends that tend to lay it on thick.
Correct.
We've seen it.
Correct.
But I mean, we've had this discussion on the show, and we've poked fun of the way some couples do just that with one another.
What do I always say, Moose? The longer the caption, the more they hate each other. You know what I mean? We've been through our ups and downs. It's like, we don't have to write that online. We don't have to do that.
I'm fine with that. If people want to express their love on social, fine. But don't just end the relationship, take down all the posts, and not say nothing about it. We need answers. I'm invested at this point.
Correct.
What happened?
And then they start bashing that person online. It's like, so you gaslit me for the last 2 years thinking your relationship was great based on all the photos and videos and all the content that you put out. And then you want all of us to turn on them as well?
Well,
get out of here.
Going back to this article in Vogue, I don't necessarily agree with anything it was talking about because nobody's saying you have to do this.
Give us the highlight reels.
People are feeling obligated that they now, because I don't know, it's the world we live in, they see everybody else doing it and they feel like now they have a sense of responsibility to post everything about their boyfriend online. We went here yesterday. Oh, we had the best morning on Saturday. We went to the farmer's market. And we got a cup of coffee. Details. And some people are like, this isn't it for me. I want nothing to do with it. And actually, it's kind of embarrassing.
Right.
And I'm like, come on.
Yeah. So what was the gist of the article? They're just saying, like, it's not it. Girls are low-key embarrassed.
Girls are low-key embarrassed, and they're... Because of it, they can do without having a man in their life. They're fine being an independent woman, and they don't need a guy because it's kind of embarrassing.
Right.
And I'm like, what? I'm not going to lie. I was kind of pissed.
I don't disagree, especially if your guy isn't house trained. It's like there's a lot of things going on that could be embarrassing and bring attention out in public that you just don't really want. So I get that.
Guys,
or if your boyfriend is so unhinged and like doing and saying crazy stuff, and then you have to take full responsibility for that, it's like, I'm good.
You should be proud with the individual that you're with. 585-252-9800. Be fully transparent this morning. Anyone listening, is it embarrassing today to have a boyfriend? Courtney says, I didn't read the article and don't plan to because anything from Vogue is a joke. But there's nothing embarrassing about enjoying being with someone you actually care about. Okay. I agree.
Maybe the problem is the people that they pulled for this article don't genuinely care about the person or aren't really into it, or that's not their person. Because, yeah, you shouldn't be embarrassed to be with anybody ever.
Right.
If that's your person.
Good morning, PXY. What's your name and do you agree with the article or disagree?
Good morning. My name is Alyssa.
Hi, Queen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I mean, I'm even better now that you're calling.
Yeah, so I just wanted to call to say I read the article, and I totally agree with what it's talking about.
Okay. Tell us why.
Yeah. I guess, so I read it online, and I just feel like what the article is talking about isn't, like, 100% wrong. I feel guilty saying it out loud, but sometimes... Sometimes I do actually feel embarrassed when I'm in a relationship with a guy.
Why is having a boyfriend embarrassing, Alyssa? Listen, we've made it this far. You've already took the time to call into the show. Be 100% direct. Why is it embarrassing in 2025 to have a boyfriend?
Okay, so I feel like it's not that I don't want love. It's just, I don't know, there's this part of me that thinks being in a relationship in your 20s or 30s is kind of performative. Okay. You know, like I look around at like couples posting pics or like bragging about their little domestic routines. And I just think like, why this? Like, why is it supposed to matter so much? I don't know. It's complicated.
No, but nobody said you had to do that. There are couples who do that. And yeah, they lay it on thick, but there's no rule saying you have to. You still can enjoy your relationship behind closed doors without the world knowing what it is you two are doing.
But I feel like I understand what you're saying about like the pressure of feeling like that because everyone else around you is doing that one thing. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, exactly. It makes it, I don't know, something about it just makes it feel like you have to and like,
correct.
Oh, I have to have someone in my life to validate me or my life.
Right.
And I just...
But when you are in a relationship... with a guy, are you embarrassed to be out with him in public because a part of you feels like, this isn't it?
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's it.
No, you hit the nail on the head. I think that's it. I was just going to ask, like, what is the point if you're, you know, if you're someone who's, like, very independent and, you know, you're already, let's say, well off.
Sure.
Like, what value is it adding to my life?
You mentioned being independent, right? What does a healthy relationship look like to you right now?
I guess I'm just having trouble picturing it. Because we were mentioning, it just feels like you have to really like involve the person in every part of your life. Like, I feel like a codependent relationship is really encouraged in society today. I could be wrong. But it's hard for me to imagine, like, I guess, two independent people. Maybe that's what a healthy relationship's supposed to be. I'm not sure.
Well, what's your track record, Alyssa?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of what your past relationships look like that got you to this point.
You know what? I don't know. It's just, it's giving Republican or, like, trad wife.
What?
And it's just,
what does that even mean? What does that even mean?
I'm dead.
It's giving Republican. Alyssa,
oh my God,
stop
I'm
it.
Dead.
What does that mean?
It just feels like you're expected to drop everything for a man. And like, that, you know.
So you tied it into a political party?
I love you. I'm obsessed with you.
It's just a vibe. It's not literal. It's just a vibe.
I get that. Come to the other side, my queen.
Do you think this embarrassment you feel comes from how you feel internally? Or more from just what other people think online?
Oh, it feels like both. I'm not sure.
It's giving Republican.
She's like, I can't explain it. It's just a vibe. No, I fully stand by you 100%.
Right. We're really getting to the bottom of this.
I think it also depends on who you're dating, but like that's neither here nor there. And I if your picker's broken, your picker's broken. I can't really help you with that. But I do understand what you're saying.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. So it's boyfriends are embarrassing in 2025. That's your take?
They are, yeah.
Oh,
it is.
Oh God,
they
this
are.
Is for real. All right, thanks for the call, Alyssa. I appreciate your take on this. It was an interesting angle, but thank you for taking the time.
Yeah, no Thanks for having me.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay. This person goes, not Moose being a therapist on air right now.
I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it. I have a lot of questions I need answers to. Bree says, the idea that women need to be independent and single to be cool or smart is absurd. I agree, Bree. I agree 100%. Ryan says, if this girl who just called the show is the best Rochester has to offer when it comes to dating, we're in trouble.
And then let's wrap it up with the big kahuna, shall we? I'm 43 and too independent. I haven't had sex in 5 years, and it sucks.
That's a long time.
Yeah,
it's really tough. I mean, there's only so many things we can help you with when you that might not be one of them.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to play 98 PXY.
Over the weekend, it was the harsh reality that SNAP benefits, food stamps, all of the aids that help local families right here in Rochester get the food and groceries that they need to supply their family dissipated. And Rochester food pantries are expanding their operations as SNAP delays, you know, are just falling short.
Yeah.
Or they're leaving families that they... These families rely on these benefits to, like I said, feed their family. So St. Peter's Kitchen is expanding its hours and operation to assist any future, you know, lack of SNAP, which stands for Supplement Nutrition Assistance Program. The Trump administration announced Monday that it will partially fund SNAP. But officials say the use of emergency funds to pay for the benefits could take up to a few weeks or even a few months to get all those finances sorted out. Listen, these families don't have weeks. They don't have months. This comes after two federal judges ruled Friday that the administration must tap into the emergency funds to keep the food aid programs running for these families that are being directly impacted. My friends and I donated a bunch of food to food banks and things like that on Friday. All of that is still very much welcome and helpful for our community. The CEO, Robert Boyd of St. Peter's, said that he hasn't seen this level of need since COVID-19 during the pandemic. That's why the pantry is expanding their hours and making an additional 100 meals each day and now offering a total of 500 meals daily to the community.
Yeah, that might seem like a small gesture for some of you, but just taking the time and the effort to go and drop something off.
Canned goods, it helps.
I mean, we're talking about there's 42 million Americans who receive this aid, 135,000 people around Monroe County alone. So any tiny bit that you think you can do, it helps tremendously.
Correct.
Because we're in a time right now where people need it the absolute most. And like we always say on the show, if there's one thing that Rochester does, is
it shows up for its people.
Coming up on the show, Janine from East Rochester reached out. She is, I don't mean to laugh, she's furious. Majority of the messages we get where people are angry, I do laugh. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
but she just found out, this is serious, her 14-year-old daughter secretly made an Instagram account. Another parent tipped her off that her daughter's been using it to post thirst traps.
Oof.
At 14. Now her daughter's flat out refusing to delete the photos. If your 14-year-old posts a bikini pic, I mean, is that a young girl just trying to feel confident, or is she totally crossing the line?
Yeah.
We'll share the details that Janine sent us coming up next on the show.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
If your 14-year-old posts a bikini pic, I mean, is that a young girl trying to feel confident? Or is she crossing the line? 585-252-9800 is the number to comment on this. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So Janine from East Rochester reaches out. She's not happy. She found out her 14-year-old daughter secretly made an Instagram account, and another parent tipped her off that her daughter's been using it to post thirst traps. At 14. Gets even better.
Yep.
Janine told us in her message she had it out with her 14-year-old daughter, says her daughter's now refusing to delete the photos online.
She's like, I got too many likes. I'm in too deep.
I can't do it.
I'm in too deep.
I'm too invested. Here's the message. Janine says, good morning. I'm beyond embarrassed to even have to air this out, but I'm choosing to. Another parent from my daughter's school reached out to me last week, told me my 14-year-old made an Instagram account behind my back. I didn't even know it existed.
Okay.
When I find out, my jaw dropped. It's full of mirror selfies, bathing suit pics, straight up thirst traps. She's posting like she's in her 20s. I'm disgusted. I sat her down, told her to take the pictures down immediately. She flat out refused. She says it's her account and she has a right to express herself. I told her she's 14. She doesn't even pay for her own phone. Let alone have a say in what's appropriate to post online. Now she won't speak to me. I could care less because as soon as she needs something, she'll speak up or start knocking at my door. She's calling me controlling and saying I don't trust her and that I'm embarrassing her. I'm trying to protect my kid from the internet and from herself.
Mm-hmm.
She says doing this allows her to feel confident in herself. Can I please bring this to Parental Confidential? I need to hear from other parents who have been through this because right now I feel completely out of my depth.
Right.
Has anyone ever caught their kid hiding a social media account from you or posting scandalous photos online? Aside from taking their phone and grounding them, what's the next move? Thanks, Moose and Breezy. Okay.
Hi, so this is me.
Yeah, you in your closet on MySpace?
No, literally, AIM MySpace. I'm like putting an away message up. My mom's like, why do you even have that? Yeah, this was totally me. And honestly, I wish that I had just like listened to my parents, my mom specifically, because the things that was being posted online was questionable, you know? Like so dramatic.
What were you posting online?
It's like really like vulgar things. Like I was swearing and like saying just crazy stuff.
Yeah,
it just didn't need to happen.
Sure.
It didn't need to happen. Your frontal lobe wasn't developed.
No.
You don't know what you're saying. You don't know what you're doing.
You got to wait till you're 25 for that thing to be fully developed. Let's,
I'm still waiting on mine, but.
Let's hear from some of our listeners this morning and some of the parents who have dealt with this. You know, I have plenty of friends who have kids, and yes, they've also been through something similar where they found out their kid, you know, was hiding a social media account
mm-hmm.
because they were on their way to becoming an influencer.
Yeah.
All right, let's get 585-252-9800. First person here is Tom this morning. Guys, I've been listening to you this morning, and nope, this is on all caps. Tell that mom to shut it down ASAP. This is not about parenting. It's about safety. My niece had a similar secret account. Ended up getting DMs by men in their 30s.
Shut it down.
Parents have to be the bad guys sometimes. The internet isn't cute. It's not innocent anymore. It's a weird, creepy place. If she wants to feel confident in herself, tell her to go get a haircut.
Oh, wow.
That's what's up.
Got the haircut.
Yeah, okay. Send her to Hair Zoo for sure. Let's go to Nancy.
No, I'm dead.
You can't fight social media with grounding. These kids are smarter than we are. Mm-hmm. online. If you just take the phone, they'll borrow a friend's phone. You got to sit them down and show them how fast one bad post can spread. 100%.
This person says, stop paying for the phone. If you pay for it, and if she can't use it responsibly, then just stop. This person says, in my mind, this is why, in my mind, going to this is child doesn't feel comfortable enough to tell their parents about their social media account or ask about it. So maybe there's some trust building that needs to happen between the mother and the daughter in their relationship. Also, it's a parent's job to teach their child how to use and be digitally safe.
Yeah.
This also includes teaching her what is appropriate to post and what is not.
Meg says, hey, good morning, guys. If the daughter is refusing to delete her Instagram post, the mom can try using the forgot password option. So if she has access to the email or phone number linked to the account, tell her to reset that password and log in.
Mm-hmm. This person says, Google Family Link block unwanted apps. It's not rocket science. Oh, wow.
For some people, it is, clearly. Let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Ellie.
Hi, Ellie.
So as someone, I'm younger, and as someone who has had, like, problems with this, and I've hid Instagram, like, accounts from my parents because, yeah, and I would just say just make sure the account is private and have family members mainly following, because really privacy on a social media account is key.
Right.
Like, you can, like, it's like a Facebook account. You can probably make a Facebook account privately, but private accounts on, like, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook are key.
What were you doing, Ellie, on social? Yeah. And how old were you when you had your first account?
What were you posting?
Yeah.
I was around, like, 13, and I was posting anything bad. It was mainly on Instagram. I was just reposting things.
Yeah.
And then my mom found it out, and she was like, oh, this is bad. And I'm like, Mom, it's not that bad. You can just make it private. And she's like, oh, really? So we made it private.
But okay, so it didn't deal, though, with you just, you know, being scandalous. You were reposting a lot of the stuff you found on social.
Yeah, but my mom saw that as, oh, people can see these reposts. And a lot of my friends from school were following me.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
That's how it spreads. That's exactly what happens. And thank you, Ellie, for the call. I appreciate it. And this mom, if you guys are just tuning in, problem is Janine found out from East Rochester that her 14-year-old started her private Instagram account, has been posting thirst traps, mirror selfies, you name it. And now she's refusing to take those photos down.
Yep.
Good morning, guys. I'm a middle school teacher. Love the show. You'd be shocked at how many fake accounts my students have. Parents have no idea. You can either monitor your kid's phone or assume they're the perfect child. But my advice is be nosy. Ask your kid what they're doing and ask to look at their phones. Just because they're great kids doesn't mean they don't have secrets.
Right.
Yeah, she knows. Exactly.
Yeah.
And
they definitely do. So
what kids don't?
Right.
Let me get to two more texts coming in. JC's been patient. Hey, guys. So every generation has done dumb things to feel attractive or grown up. The only difference is now it's on camera. She's making this worse by shaming her daughter instead of talking to her about it. Sure, you can take her photos, but she will just end up using her friend's phone. It's not difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These kids are being, you know, according to Laura, groomed by social media to think validation equals self-worth.
Yeah, and that's just simply not the case.
Yeah, this is a tough one this morning. Because on one side, you got parents trying to keep their kids safe.
But on the other side, like, these kids are trying to just be a part of their school and their community and amongst their peers. And if you don't have Instagram or you're not online, you're the weird kid.
Yeah, when you're a teen, you're just trying to figure out who you are.
Right.
But this teacher has a point. Don't just take your kid's phone and hope for the best. Have a conversation with them about consequences of posting things online, especially the mirror selfies at 14.
Yeah.
Yes. We're going to take a quick break, guys. Thanks for all the messages this morning. It's PXY. We'll be right back.
98 PXY traffic.
Pittsford 490 East.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.